directed by Venetia Munoz.
Okay, hello, Garcia Middle School Concert Band. My name is George Trevino, and I'll be adjudicating your performance today. I want to wish you the very best of luck as you continue working towards your UIL performance and any future performances you might be having throughout the season. Hope my comments help, and want to wish you the very best. Okay, we'll be starting with Onward and Upward. March. Okay, group looks very attentive. Everybody sitting with good posture. Okay, make sure we are playing note values, okay? Not so short because of the tempo. Not being as brisk. Home, da, 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 da. Yeah, I try to get things to move a little bit more forward, giving. Da, da, da. Still with space, but in the accompaniment. But, yeah, and. You know, if you're not going to increase the tempo, which I wouldn't, but if, you know, at this tempo, I wouldn't shorten them as much as you have been. It just kind of makes it sound too choppy. Yeah, so the other concern is just making sure our pitch, you know, we're matching our unisons better. Also, don't let the top notes drop off so much. Dee da dum da dee dum, dee dee da dee dee. You know, keep the air moving through. Okay, you know, plan your breaths out accordingly, and just be careful not to let the notes just drop off when you release them. Be careful also just not making, you know, everything sound pretty much the same from beginning to end. Try to allow for some volume differences, okay, from section to section. Just maybe even if they're subtle, just something that allows for it to sound a little different. And careful not to over-tongue too heavy. Again, boom, full value on that quarter note. Make sure the note touches the rest. Careful, precision on this, not as accurate. Okay, so just, concern ourselves with where our pitch is going, okay? Take the diatonic scale and make sure that we can do that first, where we're lining up our pitches in unison, and then just apply them to your music. Okay, so again, just making sure that we are playing full value, you know, especially with notes, you know, next to a rest. Don't just clip the note short, okay? you know, making it sound fuller and more finalized at the end, which would be, you know, would be a lot more appropriate than just ending it with a thud. Okay, so a nice vowel release, tall, all, tall, without moving the tongue, just making sure that we resonate, okay, with a good release would be a lot more commendable, you know, than just going dee dot, okay, and just kind of killing that note. Let it resonate, you know, so we can appreciate the quality of sound, just, you know, and let as it resonates all the way to silence. Ta ta. Okay. Take those individually, work them unison to unison within the section, then within, you know, the various sections that they're combined with, just for better alignment of where they belong. Okay, so think in terms of balance overall. Okay, what contribution are we getting from the woodwinds on those bigger sections? We don't want to just overpower them with brass and percussion. Okay, we still need to hear the full extent of the ensemble. Rhythmically, not a bad job. Everybody's staying together for the most part, okay? It just felt a little bit frantic at one point, but we held it together fairly well, okay? Things didn't get ahead of us too much. You know, my main concern would be with pitch, making sure that we're able to get a handle on that, and with balance. Okay, overall balance. During the fuller moments, we still need to make sure we hear the different textures within the ensemble, okay, and not just be overpowered by percussion or by brass, okay? So something to keep in mind. Going back, note accuracy was good throughout for the most part. I don't remember coming across anything that was just technically not handled, okay? So you're handling that fairly well. I would say now, to take it to the next level, you need to follow all the instruction related to volume changes. Make sure that, you know, if you have a note followed by a rest, make sure that we're giving that note full value. Let the note actually touch the rest. Okay, go through all the way so that we're not shortening the note value, okay, on the ends of phrases or, you know, the end of the piece, you know, just to give it more of a higher level of refinement when you do play notes like that, okay? Again, just remember to let the notes resonate more so that, you know, we're focused more on the resonance and our sound and our tone quality is not being diminished in any way. Okay. All right. Well, I want to wish you the very best of luck and hope you have, you know, your future performances go well for you. Okay. Thank you.